Son of a bitch. This is...
So aliens are real. Do you still like them, Dean?
Maybe not so much.
This room, it's impossible. I can't.
What happened back there?
It appears the captive alien creatures went mad from being experimented upon, and many of them turned upon their captors. Someone initiated the self-destruct sequence. Now we just have to figure something out.
What's that?
Why, you.
I'm Sam Winchester, that's my brother Dean. We hunt supernatural creatures. Demons, vampires, ghosts, that sort of thing. Charlie over there, she works for us, hacking into computers and stuff. We were following a lead for this guy we work with. A lot of stuff we hunt, it was acting really weird. We still don't know why. It has something to do with whatever's going on in that lab.
There's this demon, the King of Hell, actually. We think he might be involved, too.
Demons? Probably an ancient race of aliens before time.
How can there be before time?
Someone please explain to me what in the saint's name is going on. Demons? Vampires? Aliens? This is crazy. You're all quite mad. I want to go home. Please.
Certainly. Where is home? I can have you there in a jiffy, and once you're there, this will all seem like a bad dream.
Home is,
Are you okay?
I don't know if I want to go home.
Well, if you're not going home, then where are we going?
If I may, there's a thing. Something we found at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London. I believe it to be an alien, but I can't confirm it without some kind of visual confirmation. The thing looked human, but inside was blue instead of the usual color and anatomy, and the organs were in different places.
Sounds like a Verluc. I'm not sure without seeing them, though. Give me more information.
Doctor, you're being rude again.
Am I? Rude and still not ginger.
That's the doctor. I'm Amy, and this is my husband, Rory. And this is the TARDIS. Time in relative dimensions in space. It's a time-traveling spaceship. Sort of. We travel the universe, and we do a lot of running.
I was saying this alien might have information for us. He could have shared this information with his family. For instance, why he was on Earth, what he was doing here, if he was captured, and he might have attempted to contact them.
That's a start. At least we have a start.
Well, forgive me if I'm wrong, but did the man have a small tattoo of a star on his wrist?
In fact, yes.
I just saw him one time, just once. He came in to inquire about donating to our cause. That was the only time I saw him. I saw the tattoo when he reached for a pen on my desk. He had strange green eyes, sort of too green to be real.
That narrows things down. Quick, tell me what else you noticed about him.
Might be difficult. Most people don't retain many details of a person and they only meet in passing.
He was tall, almost 6'5", I would say. Dark hair, pale skin, slim but not skinny. He looked about middle-aged, maybe 42 or 43. His tattoo was red, which is an odd choice for a star. His teeth were maybe a little more pointy than an average Englishman. I didn't think much of it at the time, but now I suppose it might mean something.
Oh, good. That narrows it down quite a lot. Tall, slim, slightly pointed teeth, red star, eyes, very vivid green.
I might only be a security guard, but I got the job for a reason. Who are you?
Sherlock Holmes, world's only consulting detective. You, obviously, you're an underemployed security guard with an oral fixation and a terrible home life. Your brother mistreats you, but you keep putting up with it. You have a uni degree in history, but you chose security because you're hoping to work your way into becoming a detective inspector. Your father died when you were young, and your mother died of cancer when you were just entering uni. I can read your degree choice in your clothing and your home life and the scar on the back of your hand.
How did you... But, well, I must say, I'm certainly impressed.
Most people other than John tell me to piss off.
Well, I do hope to be a detective one day, so I admire your ability to solve riddles.
You did pretty well remembering quite a lot of details about one man in passing.
All right, can we skip the adoration fest and work on solving the case of the blue alien?
Oh, please don't call it that on your blog.
I'm not sure I can put this in the blog. I might very well be carted off. No one would believe it.
I might have a lead. I'm putting in some coordinates now. Hold on!
Chasing Mysteries, starring Sammy as Sam Winchester, Rassilon as Dean Winchester, Tony as Castiel, Ian Tully as the Doctor, Red Rose Necco as Amy Pond, Lauren as Rory Williams, The Last Comment as Sherlock, Chris Price as John Watson, and introducing Jane Watson as Zoe Chapman.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Where are we, Doctor?
A little planet called Warwick. Such a pretty city. Oh, and what lovely memories I've had. There was this ball and everyone was dancing. Oh, my.
Doctor?
This is wrong. This is very wrong.
The whole place looks demolished.
It looks like the apocalypse.
Whoa, what happened?
It looks horrific.
Doctor, how long has it been since you've been on this planet?
Let me check. About 300 years. Ugh, this is terrible.
It appears that this is rubble.
Sherlock, of course it's rubble.
No, John. It appears that the building that we're standing on was made from rubble.
Isn't that like a law or something? You're not supposed to recycle concrete?
Are you American? You sound different.
Yes, and this whole recycling thing?
That may be true in America and on Earth, but not here.
And where is here?
Planet Warwick. It's about 3,000,000,006 light years away from Earth.
I'm really gonna be sick.
Sherlock, what was your point about the rubble being rubble?
It means this planet's porn has been in turmoil for many years. The building we're standing on was destroyed and then rebuilt using materials and then destroyed again and then once more.
Why would they do that?
They might not have known not to reuse their rubble.
Wait, what's the problem with that?
Some people say it weakens the foundation. It's like using a chunk of duct tape over and over again. Eventually it'll just become useless.
The building fell only a few days ago, judging by the rain patterns. It seems as if this planet is very much like Earth.
It isn't, though. Your anatomy should actually internally combust if you were to be on this planet.
Wait, what?
You took us to a planet that could kill us, Doctor?
No, no. Amy, remember, the TARDIS protects you.
Why is this place so broken?
The last time I was here, everything was fine. The planet was experiencing a golden age of enlightenment.
There must have been a war.
Judging by the rubble, there have been several wars, most likely at least two major interplanetary wars and at least one long-running civil war. The wars date back approximately 210 to 230 years.
Suppose, as your friend Sherlock stated, the man's family might have some insight for us. Information we could use to find out what is causing the strange events on your planet.
There's some buildings over there. They look like a good place to start.
We'll go that way. Sherlock, you want to come with us?
I'll admit I'm intrigued by this mystery.
I'll come too. You'll need a Sherlock interpreter, at least for a while.
There's a good possibility that we might need to split up. There's a lot of ground to cover. I just have one rule. Don't wander off. Amy will be good leader for your team. I'll take the Americans.
Hey, I'm not American.
As I was saying, I'll take the Americans and Zoe with me. Meet back at the TARDIS in 1 hour. Don't be late.
Aye aye, Captain!
Don't salute. I don't like saluting.
Where are we going?
I think that if I'm not mistaken, there might be some kind of settlement that way. There was a large city there last time I was here.
Maybe I'll just stay here.
You'll be fine. We should just follow the Doctor.
There's someone coming.
Maybe they can help. Hey! Hey!
Hang on. Hang on a moment.
Are you gonna scan with your alien tech to search for danger?
No, no. I don't do that. I don't have alien tech.
What's that then?
That's my sonic screwdriver. It opens things. Except for wood.
Oh great. When we need a shelf put up, we'll call you. For now, let's go.
Ho there. The goddess be with us and bless us in all we do.
The goddess. Same to you.
What are you doing out of doors this time of day? Do you not know of the war?
We came from the other side of the country. No fighting there.
I didn't know there were any souls on the other side of the country. I thought the last skirmish wiped them all out.
Nope, we're still here. We came because there are no supplies. I'm the Doctor. That's Sam and Dean, Zoe and Charlie.
I'm Zorastare Maloney. Call me Maloney. Now, let's get back inside before the next blast hits.
Blast?
Yes. I keep forgetting you know nothing about our war. That is very strange to me, meeting someone who has been sheltered from this war. I suppose that's what happens when you're living on top of a mountain for 200 years. Can't believe there are mountain people still.
That's us. Mountaineers.
Yeah, hurry. The sky is darkening, a sure sign of a chemical attack coming soon.
Chemical attack?
Ah, there's my cottage, just ahead. Mrs. Maloney will be in the cellar with our daughter and grandson. I'm sure she'll be happy that I found mountain people and helped them out. She's a goddess missionary, so she's always after me about my hospitality. No, hurry, we're almost there.
We've walked about 2 kilometers and still haven't found as much as the thatched hut.
We're not lost!
I didn't say that.
Sherlock, we don't even really know what we're looking for. And Miss Pond is more experienced than we are, so just shut up and let her lead.
Thanks. You can call me Amy, though.
I see something up ahead. Maybe we're finally close to civilization.
Halt! By the goddess, who goes?
Just some people trying to find shelter.
Good. There's going to be a chemical attack soon. Names?
I'm Amy, and this is my husband, Rory.
Hello.
And I'm John, and this is Sherlock.
Is he your husband, too?
Everyone assumes that. No, we're not together.
I thought we were, John.
We'll discuss this later.
What are you doing here?
We're, honeymooning. It seems a bit silly now to be honeymooning here. Isn't that right, Amy?
Not a very good place for people to go honeymooning, is it? The part of the country is at war.
We're not... Never mind. What do you mean, a war?
Started about 100 years ago. Come, follow me for some shelter. The bomb is about to land and we don't want to be here when it does.
Bomb?
So, vampires?
Yes.
What about ghosts?
They're a bitch to kill, but yeah, they exist too.
By the saints, how did I not see this before?
Well, anything unexplainable is normally something weird. Something that sounds too good to be true.
Generally is.
Right. Just, this is so... Oh! Sorry, Doctor.
Oh, don't worry about it, Zoe. We've found shelter.
Is this a library?
I hope you don't mind, just the bomb seems to be getting closer and closer, and my cottage is still a couple of moments away.
Wow, look at all these books.
Ah, and no one can read them.
How can no one read them? There's stories and people...
Hang on, this is English. You can't read English?
No.
You can speak it, but not read it?
The TARDIS allows your brain to translate what he is saying into English.
Oh, who wrote these?
The old government. Before the goddess found it fit to take them away from us. Not to worry, there are many who believe that she will return them to us.
Let me guess, you are one of them?
Of course.
Seems that this library is a total of 3 floors, and we're on the 3rd floor.
It's really dark in here.
There we are.
When you said that screwdriver opens things, I guess it opens light switches too?
Sam Winchester, you and I may become good friends. Zoe, what do you have there?
It's a book. I found it on the shelves here. It's talking about how the war was started. Look, here's the death of the prince and the initiation of a government.
Can I see that?
Yes, the prince. How sad and tragic his death was for all of us. His sister killed him and created a new government of which she was in charge. The government was terrible and strict. There were those who rose up against her. That caused the First War. We've been fighting ever since.
I'm so sorry. Sounds terrible.
It was.
Sammy.
I'm here. Charlie?
Where's Zoe?
And Charlie.
Charlie?
Look, maybe they got out from there.
They could have. Let's go.
Zoe! Zoe, are you okay?
Sorry, I'm here. I just had to find out about this war. I did history in uni, and I thought maybe I could find out some stuff to help.
Yeah, but that was Earth history.
History as a concept fascinates me. I just wanted to help. I mean, I'm pretty much useless here except for this.
Why do you say that?
Well, your friends, they're the... Okay, it's like a fantasy novel. There's the big guy.
Oh, right. Like, Sam and Dean are the fighters, the strong men. Then the doctor is the leader, and probably that Amy chick, too. That Sherlock guy is the brains, I think. That's the impression I get from him, anyway. I think he could kill us with his mind if he wanted.
Yeah, I get that feeling too.
So John is the Lancer, and you think that makes you and me the chicks?
I guess so. It's not like I don't know how to fight, or be smart, or lead, but with all those others, I don't feel like I'm quite as capable as they are. Grab a book, let's get to work.
We can't find them. We need to leave and recoup.
Well, where is your place of residence, Maloney? Maybe we should go there now and try to find them after the air is cleared.
Hurry up, then. This way. All right. Here it is. Mrs. Maloney will be in the cellar, and our daughter Zianne, and our grandson Lou. Mother, we're home. I brought a few guests.
Mom and Lou have gone to check on the rest of the street to see if anyone was hurt, Dad. Who's this, then?
I'm the doctor. This is Sam and Dean.
Was any of you hurt in the blast?
Everyone's all right. They lost their friends, though. Two girls. We were taking shelter in the library when the blast hit, and the girls disappeared.
Good idea coming here. That library's full of toxic spider dust. That's why no one is allowed in. Staying in there longer than an hour could make you really sick.
I'm going to regret asking this, but what is toxic spider dust?
It's the dust of the Mari spiders that like abandoned places. They die, and their bodies turn to dust, and the dust is toxic.
We have to go back, then. We have to get the girls out of there.
We're also looking for the family of a man who traveled to Earth and would have had a red star tattooed on his wrist.
A red star? I think that's the tattoo of the faction fighting us. Rebel scum. Why are you looking for him? Has he threatened you?
We're not really mountain people. We're from a planet called Earth. The thing is, that man died trying to escape from some very bad people. We're here to see if his family knows anything about these people.
Well, the air should be clear in about 15 more minutes. I don't know why you might want to find Rebel Scum, but if you want, we can start looking.
Sherlock!
It's no use. I don't know how we got separated during that bomb blast, but we're lost now.
Halt! Look who we have here, Dex.
Careful, Kavanaugh. They might be armed.
Hold your hands up. Do it now, or I'll shoot.
Our hands are up! Don't shoot!
Are you sure you want to fire that, son?
Shut up. I hate factioneers.
We're looking for our friends, that's all. Just lower your gun before someone gets hurt.
I said shut up! Cav, smack him for me.
Why would you do that? We're not even armed!
You and your friends are going to come with us. We've got some collateral now. Maybe we can make those mewling factioneers give up some of the precious goddess-given supplies.
March! That's an order!
Hey, that's from Harry Potter. I love those books.
Me too. Hermione is my favorite.
I used to have such a crush on her. Oh my god, I can't believe I said that.
It's okay. I did too.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So what do you do for a living then? Anything besides hunt monsters?
I don't actually do a lot of monster hunting. I'm mostly here for my awesome hacking skills. I'm in IT.
That's really cool. I admire people who are tech-minded. How do you even get involved with monster hunting, then?
Long story. I'm not finding much in these here. I think I'm gonna go look for some more books.
Here, take my torch with you. May the force be with you.
Oh, Star Wars! Wow, you're a legit nerd.
I guess I am. Oh, watch it, you're about to bump into that bookcase.
Right. I'm just gonna go find some more books.
Be careful.
Ouch! Ouch!
Hold still, Pond.
This stupid thing stupid hurts!
There, that's the last of the debris. Can you stand?
Okay. I'm trying. Ow! 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 Ugh!
Your legs hurt. The falling debris sliced it open from your hip to your ankle. I'm surprised you can even stand.
We need to get going! The blast air isn't good for us to breathe. Hurry!
Can't you see she's hurt? Perhaps we'd be better served assisting her, Captain.
We cannot afford to wait!
And if we leave her behind, you'll have to deal with me. I know about 13 ways to cut off the flow of blood to your brain in 2 seconds. If you cross me, I can employ any of those methods quickly. I suggest you hurry up and help her walk.
Thank you, Sherlock.
We'd be better served to leave you here. You're going to slow us down an additional 30 to 45 seconds per 100 feet at this rate.
There goes that gob again. You're nicer when you don't talk, you know.
And your presence was more tolerable when you remained silent as well.
Are you sure you can't walk on that leg, miss?
I'm doing the best I can, okay? Are we close to shelter?
We have arrived at one of the remote bases. I will go find something to treat her wound.
We need to go find Rory and John.
I don't recommend that. You're hurt, you can barely stand, and neither of us know the terrain. I think finding the doctor would be a better option.
And I say that we wait until the air is cleared and go find them on our own. I am not leaving my husband behind. We don't know what state they could be in.
Based on your tone and level of worry, it would seem that you are the stronger of the two of you. Your husband's frequently the damsel in distress, and you're used to barging around having to save him.
Oi! He saves me too sometimes!
You and his boyfriend have saved you on two occasions. Once he waited to keep you very safe for a very long time, resulting in you feeling as if you're in inadequate form, that you must somehow repay his efforts.
Okay, stop now.
And therefore you waste your energy trying to be in control all the time, trying to keep him safe. You try to repay that debt.
Seriously, you can shut up now.
Only you never feel as if it would be adequate in doing so.
Why are you doing this to me? You are such a jerk!
John came to me at a time when I was not doing so very well. I needed a roommate and someone to assist me as a consulting detective. Somehow, John has become so much more than that to me, and I often feel as if I'm unable to repay him for what he's given me. I'm not unsympathetic. I am certain that I want to find John as much as you want to find your husband, but finding the doctor would better serve that end. The doctor is much more familiar with navigating alien planets than either of us are, and with your leg injury, we're not going to get far. So we need to find the doctor to find them.
I still think we should try to find them ourselves, but you do have a point. I don't know how you do that mind logic thingy, but you'll have to teach it to me sometime.
You mean being logical and reasonable?
Yep, still like you better when you don't talk.
Please, just let us go. My wife is looking for me. We're just honeymooning here.
What's going on?
You two were found in rebel territory, but you're clearly factioneers. Tell us what's going on with the faction.
I already told you. We just landed here. We're not from here.
I don't want to hurt them anymore.
Just do it. We need information. I haven't eaten in a week. I want to know how to get to the supply base.
Shut up! Stop telling them our plans.
I think you boys need to let us go. We can help you.
Just shut up! Stop talking. I can't think straight.
I hear someone coming.
Let's get out of here. The library will be empty. We can hold them in here for now.
I'm gonna knock this one out again. I think he'll put up too much of a fight if we don't.
Stop! Please don't do that! Please!
Rory, we can take them on. I'm a trained soldier.
So you admit it, then. You're one of them. You lied!
Stop! Stop! Please! We'll behave. Just don't hurt him anymore. He can't afford another head injury.
Just stop talking! Now! I'm gonna sedate you a little. Don't fight this.
Alright. Just do it.
Look, I found this book on one of the shelves. Hey, are you alright?
I think that the air is just really dusty in here.
Alright, here's something about the war.
I think I found it. Look, the factions were split when the king was murdered. His sister took over and changed the government around. The government became tyrants, as Maloney said, and the factions were split. Only the thing is, it looks like both sides forgot what they were fighting about, because it seems that both sides were fighting for some kind of democracy. Neither side is communicating that, so basically they're fighting for the same thing without knowing it.
Wow, you're a genius.
Nah, I just love history. It's like being a historical detective. I want to be a real detective someday. Right now, I'm just a security guard. I sort of fell into it. I was looking for a job after uni, and I realized I wanted to be a DI, and so I took this job. It was really lucky for me that I found it. Not so much anymore now that I know it was an evil place.
How long were you there?
Just 2 months.
We should go back now. The doctor might be looking for us.
I just want to find a way to bring the two sides together. Let's look a little more.
I really think we should get back. We came here to find that alien guy's family, not end a war.
I don't see how we can't do both. Maybe we can be the heroes after all.
I really don't think this is a good idea right now. Let's get out of here before this building collapses on us. I mean, we can't save a whole civilization.
Just one more book, please.
Alright, fine, but hurry up, okay?
I'll take this one here. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah, that's me. I guess I'm the Lancer after all. At least between the two of us.
So I'm like the leader then. Brilliant.
So, is there a place in town to find some rebel scum to question or something?
Nothing like that. We're going to the temple. There are some injured rebels that the nuns care for.
Not cat nuns, right?
What are cat nuns?
Never mind. Good to know.
So what are you guys fighting for in this long-standing war? Peace? Supplies?
We fight for a democratic way of life. The regime was cruel and harsh, and we wanted to end the tyranny. The other side, those rebel scum, they wanted to keep the regime in place.
Why would anybody want to keep a tyrant in power? I understand being afraid to act, but I don't get the whole actively trying to kill each other to keep a tyrant around.
Good question, Dean. Very good question.
Oh, thanks.
This temple is amazing.
We are truly blessed by the goddess.
I just talked to one of the nuns, and they're going to let us talk to the rebels in their sick ward. It's this way.
Hello, I'm the doctor. Curious. They appear to be telepathic.
Some of the rebels are descended from a different race than others. They have telepathic abilities.
We're looking from the family of a man who's left this planet. That is your brother, you say? That was her brother. He lived to find a solution for the fighting. While he was gone, his wife was killed in battle. His son sent him a message. He was planning to return home when something happened.
Did he tell his sister what was happening?
She says her brother was attempting to escape when he was kidnapped. There was a lab that tried to experiment on him when they found out he was an alien. He escaped, but not before he was injected with the poison. She wanted to know if he made it.
I'm so sorry, your brother didn't make it.
No. Shh. I'm sorry. Please, let us help. We need to know more, though. Did he tell you who had captured him? A strange name, you say? Moriarty? That doesn't ring any bells to me.
What did he want with your brother?
She says that her brother was being kept captive. He was being tortured. He was asked the secrets of his homeworld. And he was injected with poison. That's all she knows.
Maybe this Moriarty guy wanted to take over the universe or something.
We may have to go home to find out.
How much further? I don't know if I can make it.
This is as far as I take you. I am not going to put myself in danger of capture over a couple of nobodies.
Gee, thanks. Just go then.
Gladly.
He was a poor excuse for a captain anyways. His uniform suggests he was only recently promoted, probably due to Superior's recent death. He didn't even check to make sure that we'd find a safe way back to the others. I should recommend him for a demotion.
Was that a joke? I didn't know you were even capable of that.
Yes, I can make jokes from time to time. We're nearly into town. You can't walk much further, I don't think.
What are you doing? Put me down!
Stop fighting me. I'm trying to carry you to keep your weight off your leg. Put your arms around my neck and hold on.
You can't do this! Sherlock!
It's either that or dump you here and go find the others myself. Your choice.
Fine! But tell me next time you plan to pick me up!
I don't plan on doing it again in the near future.
Hey, look, there's Amy and Sherlock. Hey! Hey!
Miss Pond is injured.
Amy, what happened? Where's Rory?
There was a blast. We all got separated. John and Rory disappeared and I was injured. Sherlock helped me get back here so we could all go look for them together.
Where are the American girl and the security guard?
During the blast, we were in a library and the girls must have wandered off because the next thing we knew, they were gone.
My only rule. No one ever listens. Don't wander off.
We need to find Rory and John. We don't know where they went or if they're safe.
I can track Rory. I had him chipped.
You what?
Did I not mention that? No. Well, hang on. Let me just change the sonic setting to GPS tracker. Okay, this way. Follow me.
We really should be getting back now.
Alright, I think I found all I can for now. Which way should we go? There's two exits.
I'm having a hard time breathing. Are you okay still?
The air is really dusty and the blast probably doesn't help. We should hurry.
Let's take that door.
Who are you?
Stupid faction dirt. All of you! Don't move or I shoot!
Don't do anything stupid.
Oh, screw that. Charlie, duck. Oh.
Ah!
Rule one, idiots. When you hold a weapon, you hold it like this.
She's got it to my head, mate!
Shut up!
Rule number two. Don't leave the safety on.
Don't shoot! We just wanted to use our friends to bargain for supplies.
I just wanted to eat. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten in days.
Well, you're going about it all wrong, idiots. I suggest you shut up until we figure out what to do with you. I should have mentioned that even though I only started working as a security guard 2 months ago, I had to go through extensive training first.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh look, they're all right here. Zoe, Charlie, that was bad to wander off. Don't wander off. It's my only rule. That and avoid catmans.
Rory!
Amy! What happened?
I hurt my leg.
I can fix it up when we get back to the TARDIS.
Whoa, why does Zoe have a gun to those guys' heads?
Here, you and Sam take over with these guys. I want to talk to someone about this war thing.
We don't have time to fix a war.
But Doctor, I figured out that both sides are fighting for the same thing.
I also reached that conclusion. The two sides are unaware that each is fighting for a democratic style of government. Each also assumes the other to be supportive of the old tyrannic rule.
Regardless, we cannot try to fix every planet's war and save every person. Sometimes we can't save everyone.
But we need to fix this, please.
Is this true?
Yes, I read it in the books and I figured it out. Both sides thought the other was trying to support the old government, but the truth is that you both want the same things, and no one was talking to each other.
Oh my. By the goddess. We will fix this. From now on, there will be communication. I can't understand how we let a war rage for so long without even trying to communicate at once. Maybe it's time these old books were given a good dusting off. And we found someone who could help us learn from them.
Well, right now I've got to get Amy back to the TARDIS. She's lost a lot of blood from her injury.
John. He sustained an injury. Who did this? You. That one right there?
You can beat up the next person to hurt John. For now, we need to get going.
I'm just glad that Rory is safe.
I'm gonna try to call TARDIS with my sonic. I don't know if I can do that, but I'm sure going to try. Hey, it worked. Everyone get inside. Rory, you take Amy to the sick bay. Zoe, you and Charlie need to get your lungs cleaned out. The library had toxic dust. Go to the sick bay too. Sam and Dee need to tend to John's head injury. No, stop trying to assess him, Sherlock. He'll be fine.
Doctor, did you ever get the information on Aurelian?
I found his sister. She told me there was someone who had kidnapped him. Moriarty. That name doesn't ring any bells for me. I don't know him.
Just a thought. He's dangerous, and he's playing a game greater than I feared. We need to return home at once.
I'll set the coordinates for London. Looks like we have another mystery to chase.
Where are the bandages?
Take a left through that door, then go 20 degrees right. Must be exactly 28 degrees. Or else.
I'll show him.
She's becoming unconscious, Doctor.
Don't worry. Sherlock, can you lift her?
No, I'm fine, guys. Oof!
Let's go.
Doctor?
Follow them to the infirmary, Zoe. We'll talk later. Right now, you need to clear your lungs. You have a very poisonous substance running through your lungs, and Charlie, you take her too.
What am I supposed to do with him?
With John, I suppose to the infirmary as well. I'll join you shortly.
Oh, my head.
You got hit with a gun. Twice.
Explains the headache. Doesn't explain the crazy dream where you and I traveled to a different planet.
It's not a dream. We just got off the planet. You got separated from the group and knocked out. Twice.
We need to discuss some things. Who is Moriarty?
Dangerous criminal mastermind. He must be behind all this.
I thought Crowley's behind this.
Who's Crowley?
King of Hell.
They're working together. They have to be, right?
Keep that oxygen mask on. No talking.
Pardon me, but what are they doing together exactly?
Nothing good.
Oh, so she can talk, but I can't?
Both of you keep your damn masks on. Jeez, it's like working with children.
Not good. What are they doing? All those alien experiments. It's my fault.
Doctor.
But it's my fault that we couldn't save those people on the planet.
That was different.
How so? I know a way to help them. I found a way to help them. It should be me who helps them. Instead, I'm here and breathing through a mask while toxic substance runs through my system. It's my fault that they're still at war with each other and not coming to terms with each other.
You don't understand. I'm supposed to protect all these species.
As a security guard, I should have been able to help. Just help more.
No, Zoe. No. You had no idea.
I should have... I...
Okay, let's just put back on the mask.
Okay, here's what we do. We have a bunker in America, a safe place to land in, regroup and figure out what the hell is going on here.
Going back to your planet may help. Sam, follow me and give me the coordinates, please.
Episode 2 of Chasing Mysteries and Insanity Production, starring Rassilon as Dean, Ian Tully as the Doctor, Sammy as Sam, The Last Comet as Sherlock,
Chris Price as John,
Edlin Bennett as Charlie,
Red Rose Necco as Amy,
Gene Watson as Zoe, and Lauren as Rory,
with Rowena Zane and Julia Dupuy as additional voices.
Series created by The Last Comet, produced by The Last Comet, Jane Watson, directed by Rassilon, written by Jane Watson and the Catholic Fangirl, with special thanks to Elise and Moose.